was on a sales call the other day and I asked this specific question. I said, tell me what is currently happening in the business right now. And this was so important because they shared everything. So by them sharing everything that they are currently doing in their situation, this is where I can also ask better questions, right? So I always say when it comes to sales, the better you ask the questions, the better answers you're going to get, which then feeds into better questions on the flip side. So again, it's really all about this game that you're playing back and forth about questions and answering and how you can get to how at the end of the day, essentially, you can absolutely help somebody, right?
Hey, babe, welcome to the Sales and Social Podcast. I'm so freaking excited that you are here with me today. Are you ready to simplify your sales and learn to sell in a way that feels good, but also brings you in more consistent cash? If you find yourself feeling like you're doing all the things on social media, but it's not converting, you feel like you have inconsistent cash months, but you desire more recurring revenue, and you just want to sell in a way that feels good without feeling salesy and also have a lot of fun on your journey to entrepreneurship, you are in the right place. Hey, I'm Jillian. I'm your sales queen and your soon-to-be podcast BFF. 22 years in the corporate sales space, losing my job during the pandemic, having no freaking idea what I was going to do, but knowing that I had a God-given talent for sales, I quickly shifted to the online space, where I have not only been able to grow my own personal business from zero to 500K in just 18 months with nothing more than a Zoom link, a paper planner, and a whiteboard. I've helped hundreds and hundreds of others scale their businesses and explode their sales. So grab your beverage of choice, a pen and a paper if you're anything like me, and let's dive into today's juicy episode.
What's up, babes? Welcome back to the podcast. I am pumped today because, well, I'm always pumped, but I'm pumped today because we're going to talk about one of my favorite subjects when it comes to sales. And what this subject is actually the most important part of your sales process, which is actually the close. Because if you are out there and you are talking to a lot of people and you are connecting to a lot of people, and maybe you're getting on a lot of sales calls or you're connecting to people in the DMs or you're doing discovery calls, but you are not actually closing people and getting people to pull out their credit cards, then this episode is absolutely for you. So before we get started today, I want you to grab a pen and a piece of paper or a Google Doc or an Excel spreadsheet or something to take notes because today's episode is going to be all about some note-taking so that you guys can walk away with some tangible pieces and move this towards your next sales call. All right, so we are going to break down different phases of what I like to call your sales call framework. And again, this can work if you are in person. If you're meeting somebody like for a smoothie or you are doing an in-person connection call, sales call, this can work if you are dialing somebody on a sales call. This can work if you are in the DMs. This is the same process that I have been using for over 20 years. And even some of you that are listening to this podcast might be like, oh yeah, I remember when she did this, or I can remember when she asked questions like this, or I could see maybe when I was in her situation phase, or I was in her problem awareness stage, right? So let's dive into today's juicy episode. So, one of the first things that I really see like old school coaches teach, and even old school sales coaches teach, is really like setting the agenda on the sales call to be like, hey, Rebecca, today we are going to talk about, why you're here and what you're looking for and all of these types of things. But you're actually missing the initial first part, which is actually the connection phase. And I want to actually share a quick story with you. The other day, I actually was getting on a phone call with a potential sales call, and they were actually selling to me. And because I am professionally trained in sales, I can always tell when somebody is selling me. I can always tell when somebody is following a script. I can always tell like what is absolutely going to come next. And I got on this call with this individual. And the very first thing they said to me was, hey, Jillian, thank you so much for taking this call today. How this is going to work is I'm going to go ahead and ask you some questions about your business and where you're at. And then I'm going to take some notes. And at the end of this call, we are going to see if we are a good fit. How does that sound? And I was instantly like, This guy's following a script for sure. And what he actually missed, which is so key when it comes to sales, is there was no rapport building. There was no relationship building. And there was no what I like to call like your connect time, right? So I like to really take some time in the beginning, again, whether you're on a sales call, whether you're in person, whether you're in the DMs, to really do some connecting and getting to know the person. Because what this also does is it lowers their like threshold to think that you're about to sell them, right? It puts people in this like just this calm energy around it. And on the flip side, I want to tell you another story really quick. I'm full of stories today. I was actually went and met another gentleman the other day because I'm thinking about starting a YouTube channel. What do you think about that? You think I should start a YouTube channel? But I'm actually thinking about starting a YouTube channel. And I went and met this incredible human at Kaleidoscope here in Scottsdale, Arizona. And it was absolutely a sales call, right? It was absolutely a sales call. I knew what I was going in for. He knew what he was going in for. But he so well did this connection phase. Things like, how are you liking Arizona? What's been your favorite thing here? How are you feeling? I saw you've been wearing this heart monitor. What are you working on right now? Like, tell me what's going on in your business. And because of this, I instantly like had my guard down. That's what I was trying to say earlier. Like I instantly had my guard down and we had this like energy that was just really calm. And I felt really like safe in his energy and in his presence. So that sales call actually went a lot better than the guy that was actually on the sales call with me, trying to help me out with my taxes and my accounting. So I want you guys to kind of ask yourself, like, are you doing this connection phase? And some of the things that you can do in your connection phase is really just getting people to ask some questions, right? Asking them some things like, how are you? What are you working on right now? How are you like living in Michigan? I saw that you recently went to Disney. Like, I see that you have a cat in the background. I see that you're a stay-at-home mom. I see that you have littles, right? Like, just asking them something to really start to get them to kind of lower their guard at this point is really what you're going to do in the connection phase, right? Some other questions that you can ask as we start to move through this is like, why are you here? You know, after you've kind of worked through like, hey, how are you? What are those things? Like, say something like, why are you here? I'm really curious, right? So this gentleman that I met the other day, he was like, you know, what are your goals with your podcast? What are your goals in your business? And what he did was he got me to start talking. He got me to start opening up. And by that, he was actually able to move into the other phases. So again, why are you here? What are you looking for right now? That's another really great question to ask in this connection phase. After that, we're going to move into what is currently happening in their business or their life or their mindset or their diet or their fitness or their motherhood or their parenting, right? Whatever it is that you solve, we want to find out what does the current situation look like? So you can say things like, tell me what's currently happening in the business. Tell me what your current workout routine looks like. Tell me what your marriage currently feels like. Tell me what you're currently doing right now to lose the belly fat, right? Like really starting to paint a picture of like, what are they doing right now is what's going to happen in the situation phase. So I was actually on a sales call the other day, and you guys know I don't do sales calls hardly ever, but I was on the sales call the other day and I asked this specific question. I said, tell me what is currently happening in the business right now. And this was so important because they shared everything. They shared that sales are not going well. They shared that they're having failed launches. They shared that they don't have a team supporting them. They shared that they're trying to get to 50K months, but they're really stuck at this like 15 to 20K mark. They shared the fact that they don't really have direction. They shared the fact that they were really struggling with their messaging, right? So by them sharing everything that they are currently doing in their situation, this is where I can also ask better questions, right? So I always say when it comes to sales, the better you ask the questions, the better answers you're going to get, which then feeds into better questions on the flip side. So again, it's really all about this game that you're playing back and forth about questions and answering and how you can get to how at the end of the day, essentially you can absolutely help somebody, right? The next thing is, let's say they're like, hey, I'm really trying to grow my business to 50K months, right? Or I'm really trying to lose these 20 pounds, or I'm really trying to get my husband and I on the same page when it comes to parenting, right? Insert whatever it is. It doesn't matter what they're trying to get to. One of the questions that I love to ask, and you guys write this down, this is gold, is what are you currently doing to get better at the thing? So what are you currently doing to get better at sales? What are you currently doing to lose those 20 pounds? What are you currently doing to bring more spark into your relationship? What are you currently doing to fix your mindset, right? We want to know what they're currently doing. And this is where a lot of times you'll hear what's not working. So they might say like, oh, I'm trying to figure it out on my own, or I'm YouTubing everything, or I'm reading a bunch of books, or I'm in a bunch of courses, or I don't really have any directions, right? Like all of these types of things is going to be really, really, really helpful for you. The next stage is going to be, we are going to address the problem at hand, right? So what you're going to say is like, what is the main problem right now that is actually happening? Because as people start to talk, I mean, this might even be you, right? This might have been a conversation that you and I have even had. People start to spiral, right? So even these clients the other day I had on the call when they were like, oh, you know, we're trying to get to 50K months. We're trying to scale the business. We're trying to increase our messaging. We're trying to get people on a webinar. We're trying to convert through the DMs. We don't have an email sequence. We don't have funnels. We don't have direction. Those are all problems. And absolutely, those are all problems. But what I want to figure out is, what is the main problem? What is the one thing that they need fixed right now, so that we can identify that together and we can move forward and see if we are an actual good fix on that? You want to keep people focused on that main thing, right? So going back to this client that I had the other day on the call, they were really focused on getting to 50K months. So every time they would talk about, you know, we don't have an email sequence, or we don't have a DM sales strategy, or we don't have marketing, or we don't have messaging, or, you know, we're spinning out of control, we feel like squirrels, right? Whatever those things were, I always brought it back to the main question of, that's what we need to fix in order to get to those 50K months, right? Just like the other day when I was at the smoothie shop with this incredible human, and I was telling him why I wanted to grow the podcast and why I wanted to grow the YouTube channel. I was spinning out of control. I was like, I want to do this. 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 And he kept bringing me back to the main problem that I have in my business. And that is what is so key. As a sales professional, you want to keep bringing people back to that same problem. And something that I ask people all the time, I did this more when I was in corporate, because again, I don't do a lot of sales calls now, but even saying something like, do I have your permission? Do I have your permission to keep us on track and to bring us back to the main problem that we can focus on? Because again, you want to make sure that you are in control of that sales call and you're keeping people spot on. Okay. The next thing is, how long have they been dealing with this problem, right? So maybe they've been dealing with this belly fat problem for 6 months or 6 weeks or 6 years or 60 years, right? How long have they been dealing with the problem? This is so important. You guys, listen up. This is so important, because this is where you are going to infuse urgency of why they need to fix it now, right? So going back to these women who wanted to get to 50K months, when I said to them, how long have you been dealing with this problem? And they said, about 9 months. There is now a sense of urgency, because they have wasted 9 months on trying to solve this problem on their own. They have wasted 9 months not getting to 50K months. They have wasted 9 months on not having a plan or someone in their business to help them or someone to come in and really give them the guidance. And that is what I'm absolutely going to do inside of their business. So again, you want to make sure you identify how long they've been dealing with that problem. If you are somebody that is getting a lot of like, I have to think about it, or maybe later, it's because you did not do a good job of identifying how long they've been sitting in the problem, right? What is causing the problem? What is the root cause? Is it a lack of skill? Is it a lack of time? Or is it a lack of knowledge? What is the impact this problem is having on the business? Or what is the impact this problem is having on their personal life? So maybe this problem is they are unhappy with their body. How is that affecting their business? Maybe they don't want to show up on camera. Maybe they don't want to speak on stages. Maybe they're unconfident even showing up on an Instagram live because they're uncomfortable how their body looks, right? How is this showing up in their personal life? Well, maybe they don't want to go to networking events. Maybe they don't want to go to big events. Maybe they don't want to be naked in front of their husband, right? You have to get to the root of how this is actually impacting their life at a deeper level. Now you absolutely know what the problem is. You know what the problem is, and you also know how you can solve it. It's literally that simple. It's literally that simple. Literally that simple. I want you to stop right now and I want you to ask yourself, in all the sales calls you've done, or all the DM conversations you've done, or all the connection calls have you done, where have you been missing? Connection, situation, problem, or solution? Because this is all sales is. It's really identifying what the problem is and how you can absolutely solve it. Then I want you to lean in and talk about how you can solve their problems. So maybe you can solve their problems through a course or through one-on-one mentorship. And you want to always address the main problem, right? So I'm going back to this woman who wanted to hit 50K months. Sure, I could talk about how I could help her with her messaging because that's a huge part of sales. I could talk to her about how I could help her with her email sequence. That's a huge part of sales. But I'm going to talk about how all of these things essentially get to the main goal, which is the 50K months. Yesterday, when I was at this live in-person sales call, he kept talking about how all of these things led back to more visibility in my brand, which again was the main problem that I brought to him with, and he continued to bring that up, right? You need to find out if they're looking for a coach, a course, a program, one-on-one mentorship, how they like to learn. I give people this question all the time. How do you prefer to learn? Do you like a course? Do you like group coaching? Do you like one-on-one mentorship? What type of support are you looking for right now? Because you want people to be empowered. And then when you talk about your offers, they're like, yes, that's absolutely the thing in which I need. What is the tangible outcome that they are going to receive after you work with them? So is it better messaging? Is it 3 inches less in their waist? Is it 10 pounds down on the scale? Is it more sex in their relationship? Is it a more behaved child? What is the tangible outcome that they will receive? And the last part is, what is the emotion that is attached to that outcome? Because people buy based on emotion. It's over 90% based on emotion. So there is a reason why this outcome is important to them. There is an emotional attachment why they want 50K months or a better body or a better mindset or a better relationship or a better child or to go on a dream vacation. And we need to find what that emotional tie is so that you can actually solve that problem. The last question that I want you to ask on every single question, on every single sales call, whether it's in person, on a Zoom, on a Riverside, on a Google Meet, or even in the DMs, is what will happen if you don't take action on this? And then be quiet and let them talk. And let them talk. And this is where you say, I don't want that for you. I see more for you. Let's get you out of that rut. Let's get you unstuck. I see how sad you are. I see how much this is hurting you. Let's together, and together is a huge word. I talk about this so much inside of our Infinity program. The words that we use is key. So what I want to leave you guys with today is, obviously this was an incredible podcast episode. You guys got tons of golden nuggets. If you want to make more money in your business, it is all about learning sales and mastering sales. And it's not going to come from one podcast. It's not going to come from a book. And it's not even going to come from a 6-week course. It is going to come from mastering six skills when it comes to sales. And one of the things that we do in the Infinity program is we master all of these. We master your sales process. We master your messaging. We master your marketing. We master your sales process so that you can get to that next stage of freedom, a life that you are obsessed with, a business you are obsessed with, and you have a business that at any given time, you can pull a lever and it can actually make you money. Because we're not just here to make a quick sale in my world. We are here to scale your company and to scale your business. So Infinity is open. If you've been on the fence or you've been curious about it, or maybe this is the first time you've ever heard about it, slide into my DMs and let's have a conversation about it. Until next time, happy selling. Thank you so much for tuning into the Sales and Social Podcast. If today's episode has you fired up and you loved it, could you do me a huge favor and leave a review over on Apple Podcasts or take a screenshot and share it on social media, and don't forget to tag your business bestie. And while you're there, connect with me on the gram at the Jillian Murphy. I'm on a mission to change the mindset of sales. I want people to love sales because the reality is sales is the foundation of everything you do. It's how your business generates revenue consistently. So show up and be unapologetic about selling, because once you fall in love with selling, babe, sky's the limit. So I'll catch you on the next episode, but until then, feel free to slide into my DMs because I cannot wait to get to know you better.